Deb and I were coming back from California in an old truck. It wouldn't hardly work. And pulling a travel trailer about 2 years after we got married. I knew God wanted us to leave there and get back to Tennessee. We're driving through the desert on a Saturday morning, and it is hot. I mean, it is so hot out there, like 115 degrees. One of those places where we'd seen a sign that said next service is 120 miles. And you go 120 miles before you come to a gas station or a place to eat or a place to get a drink of water or anything. It's just devoid. We could see about six little stores there, and it said, gave the name of the place, and it said next service is 120 miles. And I'm just past the first building. I mean, literally about six buildings there. Just past the first, and the truck quits. Just dead stop. So I pull off the road, coast into the first place I can. And I get out, and there's a hamburger joint there. I ask them, mechanics around, oh, it won't be till Monday morning. So I heard some noise in a metal building there, and I went in. There was some guy working on a semi truck inside there. And I said, my car's broken down. Could you fix it for me? He said, no. I said, Monday morning, there'll be somebody here who can fix it for you. I said, what about parts? You know, he said, well, the parts place is 120 miles down the road. And so I tried to work on it. I checked the points. I checked the condenser. I checked the fuel line. I checked everything I could check. It was obviously an electrical problem. Couldn't get a spark out of it. And I went back and I said, well, here's what's wrong with it. I told him what I was working. He said, sounding like your coil's gone out. Well, I said, what's the coil look like? I didn't know anything. He said, well, it's a little black thing about that lung. So I went and I got the coil. I took it off. I said, is this what you told me? He said, yeah. I said, where can I get one? He said, well, you get one morning. I said, isn't there a coil around here somewhere? He said, I don't know. I'll look. So he went back and rummaged through some of his junk, came up with one. He said, put this on there. I put that on there. And it ran. So I paid him $5 and I was back on the road again. Now, if I'd broken down 10 miles before there, even 2 miles before there, I mean, you're like in the desert and you can't see where you're going, or 10 miles past that or 2 miles past that, I mean, out of this stretch of about 200 miles, one place right in the middle, just take per mile, that was one chance in 200 being within a mile. Being within 100 yards would be how much? One chance in several thousand of being right there where I was when that thing broke down. And so God took care of us and supplied our need. I could give you more and more examples of how God has just done little things to show his grace, to deliver us in time of need. Now, I can show you some other times when I was out fishing, got stuck, and I was out there for 2 days trying to get out. Nobody came to help. I can tell you about other times when I did stuff that was kind of dumb and didn't work out. God didn't come to my aid. Because it wasn't to his purpose, to his glory, to do so. This is a brief portion taken from Grace 1 in our series, Grace Through the Bible, taught by Michael Pearl. You can locate us at nogreaterjoy.org.